spell Wisniewski just like your brother does?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is, that's really good.
Good keeps it continuity.
Easy. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're here at Scout Sister Spa Night. We're going to change up a little bit. We're going to do a couple guests tonight.
Yep.
We're at Capri College, and they've been gracious enough to have this event. It's a pretty awesome event. Ian is right now having frosted tips put in his hair. So
I can't really move my head.
So if you see Ian looking like a Backstreet Boy, it was on his own choice that he did this.
Check that off the bucket list.
But we're going to interview a couple of girls that took part in Scout Sister Spa Night. This is the first annual Scout Sister Spa Night. We hope to do this again next year. But right now we have with us Mackenzie Wisniewski. And first of all, Mackenzie, you are the older sister of the infamous Ashton Wisniewski.
Infamous. Yeah.
Star of stage and screen.
That's right.
And the Blacklist videos.
Yes.
So, Mackenzie, what grade are you in right now?
Eighth
grade. So you're probably
Pleasant
actually
Valley
the
schools? Pleasant Valley
yeah.
schools.
Pleasant Valley.
Pleasant Valley. And you're enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you did tonight at Scout Sister Spa Night?
Well, I got a manicure, and then I got my makeup done.
So the manicure is a nails one, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so that's
don't
Ian
act
also
like you don't
had...
know.
So I also had a manicure. And did you get an accent nail?
No, I did not.
French tip?
What color is that, by the way?
Yeah, what color is
it's
that?
It's like a vibrant plum.
Vibrant plum.
Is that
needs to be the name of a band. Or at least an album. Vibrant plum. Is that what it said on the bottle?
No.
No, that you just made that up in your own head?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mackenzie, what are some of the things that you've been jealous of getting to see your brother do in Scouts?
Oh, the whole fact that he got to hang from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So that's not a normal, like, scout thing.
Not everybody gets to do that.
It is pretty awesome that he got to do that. Have you gotten to go on some, like, events? I saw you out of Hulk, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you like those kind of things?
Oh, yeah. It was a little cold and hard and
early, now, if you could participate
but...
in some of these things, would you? Because I guess the big question is... You're in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. You're 13, almost... about to be 14?
Yeah, 14.
So when
January.
You're 14, you could be in the adventure crew. So you could do some high adventure stuff. You could go out camping and things like that. What do you think about those kind of things?
That depends on my mood.
What kind of things are you into?
Reading. Okay.
Do you like science and stuff?
No.
Oh.
Keep trying. Science, what else?
Bowling?
Hey, how about creative writing?
Oh, yeah, that's
great. Hey, bam, bam. We got one. Well, Mackenzie, really quick, we're going to ask you a couple questions.
Yep.
The first one is, what is your favorite current TV show?
My favorite TV show
current
would
TV
have
show.
To be Liv and Maddie.
What?
It's a Disney Channel
yep.
show.
Disney Channel. Who's
yes.
in this show?
It's Dove Cameron, and she plays both the twins.
That's right.
Twins?
And the only reason I know this is because I have a 7-year-old daughter. But one is sporty, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other one's kind of intellectual,
yeah.
more intellectual.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I've definitely
They're
seen
played
that.
By the same girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is Disney Channel?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Is this Good Luck Charlie?
Liv and Maddie.
Good Luck Charlie?
Liv and Maddie.
Oh.
Second question. What, when you grow up, what would you like to be? What would be your dream job? You could pick anything right
a
now.
A teacher.
Teacher? No
yeah.
kidding. I'd like
yeah.
to be an education.
What kind
That's
of,
awesome.
What kind of, what are you teaching?
Yeah.
Like a second grade teacher.
That's
first
very specific.
You know, my wife is a
yeah.
first grade teacher.
Oh.
She has been for a while,
yeah.
so yeah. If you ever want any notes,
what's
on
your favorite
what
second
do?
Grade subject?
My favorite second grade subject is like math, because it's so easy.
Yeah?
You get to play with the blocks and the shapes. And
I like you're like, I want to be a second grade teacher because it's pretty easy to learn the things.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's a great goal. I
yeah.
think we need some more good teachers out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's fantastic. You know, both Andy and I are educators by trade.
We're failed teachers.
We are.
Yeah.
And so this is what we do now, is we interview people
yeah.
and come
so
up with events
like
this.
So the good thing is you at least know that if you don't get a teaching job, you have a fallback.
You have a future in the BSA.
Yes.
You have the future in the podcasting industry. Oh, our last one is, if you could have dinner with anybody, alive, dead, fictional, and you have dinner with them, and you get to meet with them and everything, who would you meet and what would you eat?
I would meet Meghan Trainor. And we would eat, like...
All about that base.
Fancy steak.
Oh! Fancy steak?
Yeah.
Now, would you say it's all about that steak?
Yep.
Well, Mackenzie, thank you for, A, attending Scout Things this year and supporting your brother. And thank you for coming out tonight. I hope you had a great time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
E-L-L-I-E space S-C-O-T-T.
Ooh, A in spelling.
Is that a thing they push in school to say space?
No, but Mackenzie said it, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, space.
You know what is funny is, I think that probably had to do with, like, the computer now. Because you know what I mean? That's the, you know, their minds thinking the computer mindset. Yeah. Maybe that has something to do, because I would have never said space.
See, I always say G-R-E-E-N, return. Hey, well, we're here with Ellie Scott. And what's cool about Ellie is that Ellie is Ian's daughter, right?
Right. Last time we checked, right?
So, Ellie, what grade are you in?
Second grade.
Second grade at what school?
Neil Armstrong Elementary.
Neil Armstrong in Pleasant, or in Parkview, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Parkview. So, Ellie, I know that you get drug along to scout events all throughout the year. Right?
Yeah.
What has been some of your favorite things so far?
I think the Zomboree.
Zomboree?
What was so cool about that?
Like getting our face painted and all the other... Our face painted and all our, the other... just getting our face painted.
The cool thing is... Capri did that as well.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in the middle of Capri right now, and Capri actually did the face paint for everybody. That was kind of cool, right? And what did you get all over your face? I don't remember. I remember I had to take it off, but I don't remember what it looked like.
It was a scratch.
It was a big scratch.
Yeah,
it
had a big, like, scar.
That's right.
So, Ellie, what are some of the things that you got done tonight at Scout Night at Capri?
I got my nails done and my makeup.
Nails done and makeup? And your nails look pretty good. What color are your nails?
Orange and white.
Orange and white. They kind of look like candy corn.
Yeah.
So would you consider that a French tip? Kinda. Yeah, it's kinda the same.
Now, did you have fun tonight?
Yeah.
Getting pampered like this?
Yeah.
And I know Dad has to be away at meetings and things like that, and sometimes we don't get to spend a whole lot of time together, and this gave us one more time to spend together, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't get my nails done or anything. I did get a massage, I will admit to that. But we got to hang out a little bit more here, and it was kinda fun. And the cool thing is, you've met a couple friends in scouting, right?
Yeah.
So we've gone to the Zomboree and different things like that. Oh, and the Pinewood Derby. We're at the Pinewood Derby. And who did you meet at the Pinewood Derby? Do you remember her name? She's here tonight. She's your friend.
Lily?
Yeah, Lily. Lily Law. Lily Law is one of her real good friends that she met through scouting. So even though scouting is basically, for the most part, majority boys, it's geared towards boys, you guys still made friends, and you guys come to these things, and you like to hang out, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And now I think you come with your dad just so you can hang out with Lily.
That's basically it. I don't think she really likes me anymore, but that's okay.
Oh, that's that age. Hey, and Ellie, so I've been slowly building this makeup company. Would you be a model for our makeup company when we get it built?
Sure.
Sure?
Sure. Thank you. Don't sign on the dotted line.
Oh, well, yeah.
We got some questions for you, okay?
Oh, hey, our first question. You have to talk really up in the mic, okay? What is your favorite current TV show?
What show do you like the most?
Full House.
Full House?
Now, that's not quite current, but the reruns are on.
All the time.
And she does. She loves it. Now, that was like, who's that was TGIF.
Yeah, that was.
You know?
So I think I'm about the age of an Olsen twin.
That was like, what was that, like early 90s?
Yeah, it probably started about 87 and went to about 94 maybe. 95?
Yep. And
who's your favorite character?
I think it's Joey. I like Joey.
Joey? Did you know that I once met Stephanie?
You did?
Yeah, she came and talked to college, and I got to meet her.
No kidding.
Yeah. Her life went down a straight path, so she was talking
after
about that.
After Full House things went.
But then she asked, at the end there was questions, and one person got up and they asked her to say something from the show. Do you know what it was?
What do you think she said?
Harry.
Yep.
All right, Ellie. When you grow up, What do you want to be? What's your dream job?
Well, I saw
a teacher.
You think you'd like to be a teacher?
You want to be
too?
A teacher? What grade do you want to teach? First grade, like your mom?
Yeah.
That's a good grade.
Yep.
You get to drink milk and stuff?
Still
do they still do that? Is that a fictional thing?
No, I think they used to have snacks and stuff. Yeah, do you guys still have snacks? Yeah.
Do you get to sleep on a nap pad?
No.
That's kindergarten.
That's so kindergarten.
Well, I would teach kindergarten because then you get nap time. Right?
You might get fired if you were sleeping on the job.
You read to them.
Oh, you read during the nap time.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
I could do that. That was basically my job during college, except there wasn't nap time. Actually, the kids read to me. So, well, Ellie, if you could meet anybody and have dinner with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Anybody.
Like Sean and a steak. Blake Sheldon and a steak.
And you like
Blake
steak.
Sheldon and steak?
Now, why
man.
Blake Shelton? You just like his music, or you think he's funny?
He's funny.
Yeah. You watch The Voice? Cool.
That means yes. She shakes
yes.
her head.
People hey, well, it. Ellie, I'm glad that you get to come to all these things, because I like seeing you, right? And I'm glad that you got to come out for Scout Night with the Mallard, or the Scout Night with the Mallard. Jeez Louise. Scout Night, Scout Sister Spa Night, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Oh, hey. So, Lily, we're here with Lily Law, and Lily is the, what are your brother's names? You have three of them.
You have to name them really quick. Go.
Joe, Luke, and Dax.
Dax. Nice. I know Dax, because...
we have some plans for Dax.
We have plans for Dax.
Yeah.
But I can never remember your older brother's name. But we see Lily at a lot of our different scouting
yep.
events, because Lily's dad is Scott Law, our activities chair.
Right.
So the Law children... are at most every event.
That's right.
So you get to experience a lot of scouting events during the year.
What were some of your favorites that you've been to?
Well, I liked going to the hockey game, the Mallards
yep.
game. That
yep.
was fun.
Anything else?
I liked the Zombie.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing is we just interviewed Ellie. That's my daughter. You know her.
Yeah.
And you guys met at a scout event.
Yeah.
And do you remember where you guys met? Do you remember what the event was?
It was a derby race.
That's right. The Pinewood Derby down at Modern Women Park, which we're doing again
yeah.
this March. And your dad's running that one because he is like the Pinewood Derby guru.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. So what are some, now, did you like the event tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so what did you really like about it?
Well, they did my nails, and that was fun. And I got a massage.
That's cool.
What's not to like about that?
So now it was kind of your turn to have the fun, right? Now, you
yeah.
get to have a lot of the fun at the scouting events or whatever, but it's not really necessarily geared towards you
yeah.
as the girls. But now this one was geared right towards you. So you think it was kind of cool? Should
yeah.
we do it again next year?
Yes, definitely.
Good.
Well, and I thought about the fact that your brothers are in Boy Scouts and your younger brother is in Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
So you have, like, double the amount of
right.
scout things that you
right.
pretty
yeah.
much just going to scout things all the
are
time.
Are there any scout meetings going on right now? Are your brothers going to scout meetings right now?
I don't think so.
No? Are they? Now, there's other things that you guys do other than scouts.
Yeah.
You're also in martial arts, right?
Yes.
So what kind of martial arts? Are you in karate?
Jiu-jitsu.
Or? Jiu-jitsu. Nice. And you all do that?
Well, me, Joe, and Luke.
Gotcha. So you guys are very, very busy. There's five of you total, right?
And
five kids.
I also play violin, so.
Do you really?
I'm
jeez.
In the Quad City Symphony.
You are?
You're in the Quad City Symphony?
That's awesome.
I'm in the Prelude.
Wow.
That's cool. Well, we've got a couple questions for you, Lily. We won't keep you too much longer. But the first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
I like Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie? That's a pretty good one.
Good Luck Charlie.
That is... on the Disney Channel, that's probably one of the better ones that's
like,
on.
Now, I saw, like...
Now, I don't know if it's even still on, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they play reruns.
I've seen some episodes of Good Luck Charlie. And I think that could have been, like a primetime ABC
totally
sitcom.
Totally could have been an ABC deal. Yep.
Yeah.
No, it was pretty good. Pretty good. All right, so next question, Lily. What do you want to be when you grow up? You can have any job you want.
I
want to
be a teacher.
Teacher.
Three
out of three.
Are you serious? Three out of three.
What grade do you want to teach?
Yeah.
I
want
to teach kindergarten.
Kindergarten? Naps and snacks, right?
Kindergarten, first grade, and second grade.
Wow.
We're going to start a school.
We should open up a school. You have a master's degree, right?
I do.
I can teach. No, I can't teach any elementary grade. I can guidance counsel, maybe.
There we go. Yeah. You're a guidance counselor. Yes.
We got this.
We got it. We got it.
And we get to wait like 15 years before they're able to do it. So it works out.
We got a lot of planning time here.
We're to gather up some money. Oh. Well, good, good. Why do you want to be a teacher?
Well, I think it's really fun, and I love, like, learning, and I'm in, like, extra events in school. So.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, that's good.
Well, we hope to someday see you guys become teachers.
And all work in the same school
that's
together.
That's right. Our school.
Our school. Now, Lily, if you can meet anyone and have dinner with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Taylor Swift.
And what would you have?
Well, I love enchiladas.
There you go.
Taylor Swift and
enchiladas. Love it.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I like them all. I like the Blank Space, the new song.
I thought you were going to be like, I like the one where she complains about her ex-boyfriend.
That's every song.
That's 90% of
yeah.
them.
Well, awesome.
Lily, thank you very much
yes.
for coming out tonight and putting up with all the Scout things throughout the year.
Right.
And I know that we'll see you very soon.
Okay.
So thank
Thanks.
You. Thanks. Okay, so we're here with Sarah Kisner. Sarah is the head of admissions here at Capri, but everybody knows that because everybody listens to the Pulse. And we had Sarah on the Pulse
yeah,
back
good
in
trivia
like...
question. What was her favorite Beatles song?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Or are you asking the listeners?
No, I want to see if she remembers.
Eleanor Rigby.
No!
No!
You said it was While My Guitar Gently
yes!
Weeps. And then you said, Eleanor
or,
Rigby.
Or, yeah, so
okay.
there was either.
Oh, you failed your own trivia, Sarah!
You need to start listening to the podcast.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
You should listen to the Pulse.
I do.
No, we're just kidding.
Oh, okay, so Sarah, first of all, thank you very much
yes.
for putting on this event tonight.
What a great event.
It was yeah. a lot of fun.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Ian is rocking his new frosted tips. And his not only does he have frosted tips, he has French tips. So, a lot of tips going on tonight. What are some of the things that Capri is going to be offering right the first of the yeah. year here?
Like upcoming events and
yeah.
stuff? Mm-hmm. Well, our big one is our exploring post that we have going on with you guys.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, our welcome night's January 26th. So anyone between the ages of 14 and 20 that want to tap into the health and beauty industry and learn about it, we've got like 6 classes
yeah.
throughout nice. The spring. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We started out last year and talked to a bunch of high schoolers this year, and I think we're going to have a good turnout. So
yeah,
it was a good promo. We didn't
really
have to lead into that or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, really quick, what are some of the options that the girls had tonight
right.
that they could have done?
Oh, tonight they got to sign up for 2 services, either a haircut, manicure, pedicure, chair massage, makeup application, paraffin dip, thermal style. I think that was all of them.
What's a thermal style?
Thermal style is taking hot tools to the hair. So curling, flat ironing. Not quite an updo, but you know.
What's an updo?
An updo is like a bridal updo or like for a special event.
Like
special event.
You still are not really
something more formal.
Oh.
A
yeah, yeah.
more formal look.
So lots
usually
of bobby
pinned,
pins.
Yep,
yes.
Usually pinned back. Yep.
Well, that sounds fancy.
Yes.
So how long does your hair have to be to get a thermal style?
It doesn't really have to be very long, depending on what
it
you want to get done.
Have you ever done it on a man, or has anyone ever done it on me?
I'm not for sure.
Can we break ground
first time
tonight?
For everything.
Your guys' hair might be too short for that, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe a front curl.
Well,
that might be about it.
Well, hey, we filled the joint.
You,
we put
yeah,
a cap
sold
on it.
Out. Yeah.
We put a cap on it, and we actually had... some people that were waiting. So I know that this is an event that we would like to do next year.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I felt so bad to turn away the people that couldn't come
today. And you should feel bad.
We blamed it all on you, so.
Well, you know what? I was just thinking.
Need to recruit more
I think
students.
That you're the first returning guest.
You are.
Oh, what do I get?
An empty water bottle.
Yeah.
Popcorn?
You get another.
Yeah, we can get you some popcorn.
We can get you some popcorn.
Sure. Not the bacon
been,
one.
Kettle
She's
corn.
Been trying. Oh, all we have is a bacon one. And it's last year's bacon one. So we can get as much of the last year's bacon one as you want. And in about a couple months, we could probably offer you some kettle corn.
Yeah.
So.
I'm down for the kettle corn.
Yeah. Well, hey, Sarah, we really appreciate the relationship that we have with Capri.
I know. It's growing.
And
you know, we've always done stuff with the Girl Scouts, so it's awesome to start doing stuff with the Boy Scouts.
I know, right? Like, it's pretty. And popcorn is way better than cookies, right?
I don't know.
Don't go on record.
Yeah, I'm not going to play favorites on
She's
that
She's eating Thin Mints as we're talking. So, well, Sarah, thank you not only for this event tonight, but all the things that we've gotten to do with Capri this year and all the help that you've had with our exploring program.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
And we're looking forward to more opportunities in 15.
You That's know right. it.
All right.
Hey, well, thank you guys very much. Ian and I are now going to go get a paraffin dip. And so we'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah, don't call us for about 20 minutes.